弟兄姐妹大家好。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
如果坐后面一点的啊，请你往前面坐好不好？
For those who are sitting in the back, please move to the front.
如果你没有太多疑虑的话，都尽量往前面坐。
If you don't have too many concerns, please move to the front.
除非你孩子可能在外面需要你帮忙，或者你还有别的服事。
Unless you have other services or if you have kids who may need you outside.
因为我觉得坐后面啊有个坏处，就是有时候后面常常会 distract you 啊，就是干扰你。
I think there's a disadvantage in sitting towards the back, which is you may be distracted while you're in the back.
特别有时候我们那个门会蹦一声。
Especially when the door closes loudly.
那你可能就受影响。
And then you may be disturbed.
那如果你可以坐前面一点的话，
If you can sit towards the front,
感谢主，你如果能够坐前面一点的话，
then thank the Lord if you can sit towards the front.
我今天想要跟弟兄姐妹来交通一段经文啊。
I want to share a passage with brothers and sisters today.
这个经文大家很多人都很熟悉。
It is a very familiar passage to many people.
是约书亚记。
It is in the book of Joshua.
耶稣雅记他们进迦南以后打的第一个战。
The first battle the Israelites had after they entered the land of Canaan.
就是耶利哥城。
And it is for the city of Jericho.
不过我们在念那段圣经之前。
But before we read these verses.
我想要弟兄姐妹看希伯来书。
I want brothers and sisters to turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
30节
Verse 30.
如果没有圣经的话，你举个手啊。
If you don't have a Bible, please raise your hand.
希望你们都有圣经。
I hope you all have a Bible.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
30节
Verse
30. 30节31节，如果我们找到的话，我们可不可以一起起音，一起来念？
Verse 30 and 31, let's read it together.
中英文一起好不好？
Let's read it together.
以色列。
By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down when they had been encircled for 7 days.
妓女拉合因着信，曾和和平平的接待抗旨，就
who were disobedient after she had welcomed the spies.
这里讲以色列人因着信。
Here it says that by faith, the Israelites.
以色列人因着信心。
The Israelites by faith,
围绕耶利哥城
around the walls of Jericho,
七天
that they encircled it for 7 days.
那耶利哥这个城墙呢，就倒塌了
and then the walls of Jericho fell down.
那我们下来看约书亚记
and now let us turn to Joshua,
第六章
chapter 6.
我问大家一件事啊。
Let me ask you a question.
约书亚记第六章你没有看过的举个手。
If you've never read Joshua chapter 6, please raise your hand.
没有看过的举个手，不要不好意思啊。看过的就不用举手。那很多小孩子都看过。
Many children have read this.
因为主日学班这是一个很大的、很重要的课程。
Because for Sunday school, for children's Sunday school, this is a very important lesson.
而且这个课呢，对有一些老师呢，他在讲这段课的时候，有很多的。的话可以讲。
And for teachers of children's Sunday school, there are many things to talk about when they talk about this.
那我信主的时候已经不够资格去那么小的 Sunday school 了。
When I first believed, I was already too old to go to children's Sunday school.
所以我听的时候是在成人主日学听这个。
So when I first heard this, it was at adult Sunday school.
后来我比较一下，儿童主日学讲的比成人主日学还精彩。
And then I compared these later, and then I found that what they taught in children's Sunday school was much more exciting than what was taught in adult Sunday school.
那儿童主日学他们怎么讲这一段呢？
So in children's Sunday school, how do they describe this?
他们把儿童分成三组。
They put the kids into three groups.
一组呢，演以色列兵丁。
The first group will act as the soldiers of Israel.
一组呢，演城墙。
And then the second one would be the walls of Jericho.
那另外一组就围在城墙里面当耶利哥那些不悔改的人。
And then the third group would be citizens of Jericho who were not repenting.
那有一个小孩呢，就讲演拉合。
And then there's one kid who would act out.
那这个孩子就开始围着第二组孩子开始绕。
And then this kid would start uncircling around the second group of kids.
哦, 他们要绕好久。
And then they have to encircle for a very long time.
然后一边绕, 他们就唱耶和华精兵的故事的歌。
And then as they encircled, they would sing the songs of the soldiers of Israel.
然后绕到一段时间, 那老师说喊。
And then after they encircled it for a while, the teacher would say shout.
结果那第二组的孩子就当城墙就垮下去了。
And then the second group of kids who are acting as the walls of Jericho would fall down.
那第三组的孩子就当做那个被灭亡的那一群孩的人就也倒下去了。
And then the third group of kids, they would act as citizens of Jericho, the people of Jericho, and then they would also fall.
那只有那拉合那个孩子站着。
And then only Rahab, that person would be standing.
然后他们就轮流演。
And then they would take turns to act this.
你都有机会做城墙。
And then you would all have opportunity to be the wall.
那你有机会在里面当城墙里面那群在耶利哥里面的孩子，那群人。
And then you also have the opportunity to be the people of Jericho.
所以他们很印象很深刻这段经文。
So these passages, these verses leave a deep impression on these children.
那我今天想带弟兄姐妹再一次来看这一段经文。
Today I want to lead us to read these verses again.
我们看耶稣亚书啊，第六章。
Let us turn to Joshua chapter 6.
第一节,
verse 1.
好不好? 我念一节, 弟兄姐妹念一节。
I will read one verse and then brothers.
我念单数节, 弟兄姐妹算单数节,
I'll read the odd numbered verses and you can read the even numbered verses.
我们很快地念过。
And we will read it quickly.
耶利哥城门因以色列人就关得紧，严紧， 无人出入。 你们的一切兵丁要围绕这城一日围绕一次，六日都这样行。他们吹的脚声拖长，你们听见脚声，众百姓要大声呼喊，城墙就必塌陷。 塌陷，个人都要往前直上。又对百姓说：“你们全去绕城，带兵器，要走在耶和华的约柜前。” 第九节，带兵器的走在吹角的祭司前面，后队随着约柜行，祭司一边走一边吹。这样，他使耶和华的约柜绕城，把城绕了一次。 众人回到营里，就在营里住宿。十三节，七个祭司拿七个羊角在耶和华的约柜前时常行走吹角，带兵器的在他面前走，后队随着耶和华的约柜行，祭司一边走。 一边吹。第七日清早黎明的时候，他们起来，照样围城七次，唯独这日把城绕了七次。 这城和其中所有的都要在耶和华面前毁灭，只有妓女拉合和她家中所有的可以存活，因为她隐藏了我们所打发的使者。 唯有金子银子和铜铁的器皿都要归耶和华为圣，必入耶和华的库中。又将城中所有的，无论男女老少、牛羊和驴，都用刀杀尽。23节，当探子和两个少年人就进去，将拉合和他父母、弟兄和他所有并他一切的亲眷都带出来，安置在以色列营外。约书亚却把妓女拉合和他父家并他所有都救活了，因为他们隐藏了约书亚所打发窥探耶利哥的使者，他就住在以色列人中，直到今日。耶和华与约书亚同在，约书亚的名声传扬那地。我们有点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
天父，我们再一次来到你面前。
Heavenly Father, once again we come before you.
当我们读你的话的时候
，As we read your words,
我们实在求你让你纪念你自己的话。
We truly ask that you honor your own words.
虽然这些好像是历史
，Even though this seems like their history,
我们实在知道新约在这历史里面，圣灵已经为这些历史说话了。
We know that in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit has already spoken for these histories.
我们也实在活在那个信心的里面。
And we truly also live within faith.
求你用你的话语教导我们。
Lord, may you teach us with your words.
荣耀归给主。
May honor be unto the Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们知道，读约书亚记，读到这里的时候。
We know as we read the book of Joshua to this point.
就是以色列人要进迦南。
And that is the Israelites are entering into the land of Canaan.
他们要碰到第一个战争。
They encounter their first battle.
那个战争就是耶利哥城。
And that is the battle for the city of Jericho.
你如果去读圣经的时候
，As you read the scripture,
碰到这么高大的城墙
，When you see this such a tall walls,
我不知道我们的想法是什么。
I don't know how we think.
我们想一定会有一个很艰苦的战争。
We think that there might be a very difficult battle.
但是圣经所记录的。
But what the scripture has recorded.
神让约书亚怎么来攻这个城的时候。
How did the Lord let Joshua take the city?
你很难想象他攻城的方法。
It's very difficult to imagine the way he attacked the city.
因为从人类有人类历史以来。
Because since the history of man.
没有人这样打仗的。
And no one has ever fought a battle like this.
你找不到一个战争是这样打的。
You can never find a battle that is fought this way.
以色列人不是没有打过仗。
The Israelites, it's not as if they never fought a war.
他们在以色列旷野的时候，在旷野的时候打过仗。
They fought battles in the wilderness.
我们也看过打仗的电影。
And we've seen many war movies.
我们甚至看一些老古中古的打仗的电影。
And sometimes we see battle movies or war movies from The medieval times.
如果你看电影的话
，If you watch the movies,
我不知道你有没有看过几部打仗的电影。
I don't know how many war movies you've seen.
前一段时间我看了一部打仗的电影。
Not too long ago, I saw a war movie.
是打旧约的这个有点旧约地历史背景的打仗。
The background of the movie is the a battle in the Old Testament.
那个叫做什么 Kingdom of Heaven 是吧？天国王朝。
The movie is called The Kingdom of Heaven.
他讲回教。的军队去打耶利去打那个耶路撒冷。
It talked about the Muslim armies attacking the city of Jerusalem.
我们对着打仗。
Us towards wars.
我们心里都有一种那种知道大概的情况是怎么打。
In our heart, we know by and large how it's fought.
但是如果你读这段圣经的时候，
But as you read this passage,
你实在会觉得这个实在是一个很难以相信的打法。
You think that this is a very hard to imagine way to fight a battle.
而且那个打仗的结果呢，你也很难以想象。
And then the results are also difficult to imagine.
你会发觉结果的是什么？城墙倒塌下来。
At the end, the walls of Jericho fell.
我当初念这里的时候，
When I first read this,
我也想要去求求一些解释。
I wanted to ask for some explanation.
因为我以前看电影，我看的时候，哎，那打仗是应该怎么打的呢？
Because as I watched movies before, I think this is how battles ought to be fought.
要有弓箭嘛，对不对？有弓箭、弓程的这种真实的机器。
You have to have archeries. You need to have machineries that throw stones.
还有那个很厚的那个圆滚的石头去撞那个墙，对不对？
And then you need to have large pieces of stones to hit against the walls of the city.
但是历史没有记录他们有火炮哈，中国人发明那个火炮用。用炸药去炸。
But history did not record that they attacked the city with dynamites or.
在我们的思想当中。
In our mind.
你去想象打仗的时候。
When you imagine a battle.
你没有办法想象是这样打法。
You cannot imagine it being fought this way.
所以后来我看到一些史学家他们对着这一段历史有一些注释。
And then I saw some historians. They have some comments for.
他们说在那个时候很可能有一件事情发生了。
They said very likely something around that time happened.
就是以色列人走到一半。
And that is the Israelites halfway through their march.
刚好耶利城有个大地震。
And then there was a great earthquake at Jericho.
地震大到一个地步呢，城墙全部垮掉。
The earthquake was so great to a point that the city walls fell.
但是他没有办法解释为什么在那么地震的当中，以色列60万大军没有被震垮。
But they could not explain why is it that in this great earthquake that the 600,000 men of Israel did not die.
那他们去挖这个城的时候，
And when they went to excavate the city,
他们发觉是有一个倒塌的迹象。
They found there were signs of a collapse.
他们不能相信说神是借着以色列人的呼喊，墙会倒下来。
They cannot believe that Lord would collapse the walls of the city through Israelites shouting.
他们说以色列他们面临的这个城墙有多高呢？
They said the walls of Jericho that the Israelites faced, how tall was it?
他们说这是一个非常高的墙。
They said it was a very tall wall.
他们说有30尺高。
It was 30 feet high.
30尺你知道有多高吗？
30 feet, do you know how high that is?
我不到6尺哈。
I'm less than 6 feet.
我不知道青青，我不知道青青几尺。我就是有六个我的高度啊，
It's
五个，你是六个。
It's five of his height.
那大概是我们换电灯泡的高度还要高一点。
It is taller than the light bulbs we have here.
所以你会想这么高的一个城墙。
So you can think a wall, a city wall that is that tall.
约书亚碰到这么高的一个城墙。
Jericho had such a tall wall.
我不知道我们弟兄姐妹有些人换过灯泡哈。
I think some brothers and sisters we've changed the light bulb.
我们底下有大概七八个人帮他扶梯子。
There are 7 or 8 of us who are holding onto the ladder at the bottom.
然后他要爬上去。
And then that person has to climb up.
那他还没有爬过那个灯泡，他只是够到灯泡就好。
He doesn't need to be he doesn't need to climb all the way up to the light bulb. He just needs to be able to reach the light bulb.
这么高的城墙。
Such a tall wall.
以色列兵丁要攻到城里面去。
The Israelites has to go into the city.
这里没有讲耶稣亚就开始准备说要做多少梯子。
Here it didn't say that Joshua starts to prepare ladders.
他说城高有30尺高。
They say that the city walls are 30 feet tall.
我那天查一下，万里长城，长城是20尺高。
I checked the other day, the Great Wall of China are 20 feet tall.
那他说这个城呢，有内城跟外城。
And he said the city has an inner city and outer city.
内城有6尺，就是比我还厚啊。
The inner city is 6 feet thick.
外城比较薄一点，内城更厚。
The inner city is even thicker, the outer city is a little bit less.
所以耶路哥他们讲说，这个城墙是很大的城门。一个城
They said that Jericho was a very large city.
它有外城墙。
It had the outer wall.
还有内城墙。
And then it had the inner wall.
你在攻城的时候。
When you're attacking the city.
你攻进外城墙还不够。
Not only do you need to break through the outer wall.
你还要攻到内城墙去。
You also have to attack through, break through the inner wall.
我们知道耶稣亚是打过仗的人。
We know that Joshua is a warrior. He's
按他以前的经验，他应该在筹划怎么来打这个仗。
According to his experience from the past, he should be planning how to fight this battle.
我们也知道耶稣亚派探子到那个城里面去。
We also know that Joshua sent spies into the city.
他也知道那个城里面有大能的勇士。
He knew that the city had great warriors.
但是耶稣亚也曾经跑到那个山坡上去看这个城墙。
And Joshua also went up to the top of the hill to look at the city wall.
他面对这个三十尺高的城墙的时候。
When he was faced with walls that are 30 feet high.
我不知道他在想什么。
I don't know what he was thinking.
他可能会想说，以色列兵丁这回要付很大的代价。
He might think that the soldiers of Israel may have to pay a very big price this time.
但是我们如果读这段圣经的时候，
If we read these verses, however,
我们很难想象我们的神跟耶稣亚所有的交代。
It's hard for us to imagine all of the commandments that God has given to Joshua.
他没有告诉耶稣亚，你应该造多少梯子、多少弓箭、多少这个攻城的器具。
And God didn't tell Jericho, God didn't tell Joshua how many archeries or stones or equipment that he needs to attack the city.
他跟他讲，我已经把城里面的大能的勇士跟这个城已经交给你了。
God told him that I have already given Jericho into your hand with its kings and valiant warriors.
那你现在怎么做呢？
And what should you do now?
你带着你的这些兵丁啊。
And you should take your men.
找祭司们拿七个角。
And get the priest to take 7 ram horns.
这些兵丁里面拿刀的。
The soldiers who are with weapons.
不是去攻城，不是去攻城啊。
The people who are armed, they are not to attack the city.
开始排队。
They should line up.
然后吹角的走在拿刀的后面。
And then those who are blowing the trumpet should walk before the ones who are armed.
没有拿刀的在跟着约柜。
Those who are not armed should follow the ark.
那约柜就跟在吹角的后面走。
And then the ark should follow those people who are carrying the trumpet.
好像有四个部分的地方啊、的人的排队方式。
As if there were four parts to the formation of the line.
然后怎么样呢？
And then what?
你开始绕这个城。
And then you should circle the city.
你就绕它。
And then you should encircle it.
你绕它绕六天。
And you should encircle it for 6 days.
然后第七天的时候你就呼喊。
And then on the 7th day, you should shout.
你知道约书亚真的服得下来哈。
And we know that, you know, Joshua truly obeyed.
就像好像彼得是一个会撒网、会捕网的人。
It just says Peter is the one who can mend the nets.
他知道怎么去捕鱼的。
He knows how to catch fish.
但是这时候他服得下来。
But then at this time he was able to obey.
他这里也很特别，就是说那七个角声，那个角也不是打仗的号角。
These 7 trumpets, they're not trumpets of battle.
他说这个角子是那个角啊，不是我们礼拜五要吃那个角。那个角是吹号里面代表宣告的意思。
These 7 trumpets, they signify a proclamation.
他就是到那个城底下在那边绕的时候去宣告。我们已经得胜了，我们已经得胜了。
It is these trumpets when they're circling the city and blowing the horn, they were declaring that they already have the victory.
几十万人绕着这城走。
Hundreds of thousands of people encircling the city.
他要花很长的时间准备绕这个城的事情。
They have to spend a long time to prepare the encircling of the city.
军队哦，几千人集在一起已经不得了。
For an army, for a couple thousand people to stand together, that is a great deal.
要花很多的时间让他们能够整在一起。
You have to spend a lot of time to be able to line them up.
我记得我们以前每一次部队集合的时候。
I remember when our army used to gather together.
我们在前面的那个指挥官就很生气。
The commander standing in the front will be very upset.
我们部队人不多。
There are not that many people in our unit.
我们才一两百人。
We only had one or 200 people.
然后一集合的话，就集合个15分钟、10分钟。
And then whenever we gather together, it would take 10 to 15 minutes.
哪一个没来，哪一个又到了，哪一个又在后面。
Who is here? Who is not here? Who is late? Who is there?
好不容易集合好。
And then after a while, after we gather together,
然后我们就带到那个比较就是更多人的一起集合场去。
And then we would bring ourselves to a place with even more people where they're gathering.
然后那个集合场里面那个总指挥官更气。
And then the high commander at the gathering place would be even more upset.
因为他发觉怎么集合起来，集合了半天集不起来。
Because he will find that how come that after so much time people cannot gather together.
有时候训练有素，集合的时候还是讲话。
Even though we were trained, we would still talk when we were gathering.
我们还是常常很多东西没带。
There were still times when we would forget things to bring.
你知道有时候集合起来，那些指挥官他说血压都会上升。
You know, sometimes the commanders would tell us that their blood pressures would rise whenever we're gathering together.
这里有几万人。
There are tens of thousands of people here.
有人估计这可能二三十万人最少要集合起来。
Some people estimate that there are at least 200,000 to 300,000 people who are gathering.
然后他们齐步走，开始绕城。
And then they start to march together around the city.
你知道我们每一次要集在一起也不容易，对不对？
You know, whenever we need to gather together, it's also not easy.
这里是讲清早就集合在一起。
Here it says that in the morning they're gathering together.
二三十万人清早就集合在一起。
200,000 to 300,000 people in the morning gathering together.
这个后勤的部队不知道要多少的准备，才能让二三十万人吃饱早饭开始集合，对不对？
How great is the logistics to have to let 200,000 to 300,000 people be able to eat and be full and then start to gather together.
我不知道我们这里集合，每一次我们在这里聚集在一起敬拜主的时候，
I don't know whenever we gather together to worship God.
我们底下有多少人在那边准备一起集合在一起？
I don't know how many people are there preparing for us to gather together.
这里有几十万人。
There are hundreds of thousands of people.
绕圈子。
Encircling.
绕六天。
Encircled for 6 days.
每天早上起床整队齐步走跟着走。
Every morning they get up, they gather, they start marching.
走完了。
And after they're done.
什么事情都没有发生。
Nothing happened.
大家都回家了。
And then everybody goes home.
我讲那城墙都没有发生，什么事情都没有发生。
And I think there nothing happened to the wall.
第二天回到营里面休息了一天，第二天早上起来。
The second day, they go home, they rest, and the next day, they start marching again.
清早起来。
They wake up in the morning.
把衣服穿好。
They get dressed.
我们再整队。
Then they gather again.
我们再开始绕。
And then they start marching again.
同样的事情。
The same thing.
一做再做。
Again and again.
如果你读这段圣经的时候。
As you read these verses.
很可能耶稣亚没有跟这些军队讲说我们要绕多少天。
It is very possible that Joshua did not tell his men how many days they need to encircle the
city. 他就说你们开始绕。
He said, start marching.
绕到我呼喊的，叫你们呼喊的时候才可以呼喊。
March until I tell you to shout, then you can shout.
你有没有发觉这个事情一做再做？
Did you find that as you do this again and again?
我有时候会想哈，如果我们绕两天。
Sometimes I think if we encircle it for 2 days.
我在想我绕完了以后我就回到营里面去。
After I'm done encircling, I would go back to camp.
我的姐妹一定还问我。
My wife would ask me.
怎么样啊？有没有事情发生啊？
What happened?
我说什么事都没有发生。
And then I would say nothing happened.
她说你明天还要去绕。
And then she would ask, do you have to go again tomorrow?
我说我明天还要去绕。
And then I say I have to go again tomorrow.
因为约书亚召集我们去绕。
Because Joshua has gathered us to go.
那太太一定会问，城墙有没有掉下来几块给你们看看？
Then my wife will ask, did at least a few pieces of the wall fell?
我跟她讲，一块都没掉下来。
And then I would tell her, not a single piece.
安静得很。
It was all quiet.
因为我们二三十万人去绕的时候，不准你讲一句话。
Because as 200,000 to 300,000 of us go and circle the wall, we're not allowed to say a word.
我们只听到那七个脚声在那边宣告。
We only hear the 7 trumpets blowing horns.
然后明天再来。
And then tomorrow we go again.
有时候会想绕到第二天的时候我可能里面就要讲话。
Sometimes I think after the second day, I may speak inside.
我可能讲说你掉两块鼓励鼓励吧。
I may say, why don't you just let a few pieces of the wall fall for encouragement?
让我里面有那个再回来绕城的动机。
So that inside I can have the motivation to come back and encircle the city again.
你知道这里让我联想到我们生命中我们生活中有没有常常遇到一些事情像高大的城墙一样。
this reminds me, sometimes in our life, have we encountered things that feels like tall city walls?
我们好像在那里绕圈子。
It is as if we are circling.
我知道生孩子哦, 生小baby起来哦。
I know that when you give birth to a baby,
那个baby每天晚上要起来喂两次奶。
The baby has to wake up a few times in the middle of the night.
你每天晚上要起来喂奶。
And then every night you have to wake up to nurse him.
那个难处永远一直在那里。
That problem just seems to be there forever.
有时候他晚上起来一次, 你就鼓励得不得了, 哦, 明天说不起来了。
And sometimes in the middle of the night, the baby would only wake up once, and you would be encouraged and think maybe tomorrow night the baby won't wake up at all.
我们的孩子有时候上课下课上课下课。
Our kids, they go to school and they come home and they go to school.
考试回家。
And they take tests and they come home.
同样的事情。
Same thing.
一做再做。
Same thing, you do it over and over again.
日子看起来完全一样。
The day seems to be exactly the same.
我们有时候面对一些人哦。 他的脾气如果不好,
Sometimes when we face some people, if they have bad temper,
你一直面对他,
you continuously face him.
有时候我们儿女成长也有问题, 我们一直面对这个问题,
Sometimes as our kids grow up, we continuously face their problem.
同样的事情一直面对,
Same thing, you kept on facing it.
城墙一样高大,
the city walls are just as tall.
你还在那里慢慢地走,
and you're still walking slowly there.
你上班下班在公司里面,
you go to work and you come home.
一大早到公司,
In the morning, you go to work.
五六点钟就开始 traffic 回来。
And then 5-6 o'clock, you start coming.
你的日子每一天都过同样的事情。
Every day, your life is the same.
甚至我们主日礼拜天。
Even the first Sunday.
我们在这里一起聚集。
We gather here.
坐在这里。
We sit here.
那旁边那个人跟你好像也不是很认识。
And then the person sitting next to you, you may not know them well.
每个礼拜天你又回来了。
And then every Sunday you come back.
他也坐在那里,
and then he's sitting there.
你也坐在那里,
and you're sitting there as
唱一样的诗歌,
well. You sing the same hymns.
听一样的讲员,
you listen to the same speaker.
一样的波饼,
the same Lord's table.
好像我们主日好像也在绕圈子, 对不对?
It is as if our Sundays were also just circling the wall.
你每天还要回来,
and then every day you have to come back.
为什么回来?
Why do you come back?
你里面知道一件事情,
because inside you know something.
你要回来。
You have to come back.
有些很多事情我们一直面对。
Many things we kept on facing.
我们就像以色列的军队一样。
We're just like the army of Israel.
好像绕圈子。
As if we are encircling.
面对高大的城墙一动也不动。
We're faced with this tall wall that doesn't budge a bit.
有时候你会发觉你在那边绕圈子的时候。
Sometimes you will find that as you
你在做同样的事情的时候。
When you're doing the same thing.
你的角色在哪里?
What is your role?
你可能是在一个吹号的。
Perhaps you're the one who's blowing the horn.
你也是带刀的,
or maybe you're the one who's armed.
或者你是抬约柜的,
or you're the one who's carrying the ark.
或者是你是跟着走的,
or you're the one who are following.
像我就是跟着弟兄姐妹前面走后面的走的,
like I'm the one who's following brothers and sisters from
the line. 你可能是那个拿刀的,
perhaps you're the one carrying
the ark. 你也是可能是个吹角的,
maybe you're the one who's blowing the horns.
这里怎么说?
What does it say here?
你一句话都不可以讲。
And here it says, you are not allowed to utter a word.
你也不可呼喊,
and you cannot shout.
一句话都不可以出于你的口,
not a word from your mouth.
你还要跟上队伍,
and then you have to follow the army.
不能自己行动,
you cannot act on your own.
也不能脱队,
and you cannot drag back.
你不能第二天发觉城墙都没掉下来, 你就跟你太太, 我今天不去了。
And you cannot not go because the wall didn't move.
而且这件事情成为你, 最重要的事情,
and this becomes the most important thing in your life.
你清早起来,
you wake up in the morning.
你就排队,
and you line up.
你就开始去绕圈子,
and then you start to encircle.
然后呢,
and then,
到了第七天,
on the seventh day,
要特早起来,
you have to wake up extra early.
不只是清早而已,
not only in the morning,
是黎明, 天还没亮的时候,
you rise up early in the dawn of the day.
结果这一天怎么样?
And then on that day, what happened?
你以为绕一圈,
you think you're just going to encircle it once.
就耶稣讲说今天要绕七圈。
And then Joshua said you have to encircle it seven times today.
我不知道是不是绕到黄昏了。
I don't know if they were encircling until twilight.
人都累了。
They were tired.
体力也不行了。
And they lost their energy.
耶稣讲说现在要吼叫。
And then Joshua said now shout.
你知道有时候我们聚会长一点的时候, 聚会如果长一点,
sometimes you know if our gathering lasts for a long time,
那我们就受不了, 对不对?
Then we can't stand it.
如果我们今天有个聚会,
if today we have a gathering,
你今天礼拜天来,
And you come here on Sunday.
我们今天改成八个小时聚会。
And then we change this gathering to a gathering.
我不是说我们要模仿这个事情啊。
I'm not saying that we have to model after.
如果八个小时完毕了。
But after 8 hours.
你说好不容易，我真的忍受了八个小时。
You say I finally endured 8 hours.
八小时完毕。
And after 8 hours.
我们说我们现在有个通宵祷告。
And then we say we're going to pray overnight.
我看你体力都受不了了。
I think physically you just can't take it anymore.
你不是说，我不是说我们非要这样做啊。
I'm not saying that we have to do this.
我们今天如果度假，我去度假的时候。
Nowadays, if I go on vacation.
我会拼着使命啊。
I will try all I can.
玩到最后一秒钟。
To vacation until the very last second.
我一点体力都没有。
I'm exhausted.
我爬到床上去。
I'm climbing onto my bed.
我明天再继续来。
And then I will continue tomorrow.
因为我在度假。
Because I'm vacationing.
我可以这样的牺牲。
I can sacrifice this way.
但是你看到以色列兵丁没有？
But do you see the armies of Israel?
他们好听话。
They are so obedient.
我们的生命当中哦。
In our lives.
我们有时候要面对很高大城墙。
Sometimes we face very tall walls.
说不定我们有碰到好几个城墙。
Sometimes maybe we face multiple walls.
好多的难处。
So many difficulties.
家庭的难处，工作的难处。
Difficulties at home, difficulties.
老板的难处。
Difficulties with your boss.
你每天都要面对他。
And every day you have to face him.
甚至你的另一半的难处。
Or even difficulties with your other half.
甚至我们弟兄姐妹当中也有难处。
And even with brothers and sisters, we have difficulties.
我不是说我们读圣经，我们要去反照这个圣经讲的耶利哥的城的方式。
We read this, and I'm not saying that we have to model after the city of Jericho.
哪一天你回家，你就绕着你太太绕。
And then one day you go home, and then you start to encircle around your
wife. 我不是说我们要去模仿这个的方式。
I'm not saying that we have to model after this.
但是你知道，在这里面，你看到以色列兵丁，他们能够一直面对这个难处。
But here you see the soldiers of Israel, they can continuously face this difficulty.
约书亚也一直面对这个难处。
And Joshua continuously faced this
difficulty. 但是约书亚说神已经交代他了。
But Joshua said that God has already told him.
神已经把耶利哥城大能的勇士已经交给约书亚了。
Joshua said that the Lord has already given him the valiant warriors of Jericho.
很多时候
Many times.
我们里面
In us,
有没有真正的知道？
Do we truly know?
神已经把这些事情交代给我们。
God has already given these things into, onto us.
我们就一直面对它。
And then we just continuously.
我们就一直持守着。
And we just hold on.
不能中断。
We cannot stop.
而且要保持警醒。
And we have to be alert.
你知道这专心的绕城哈？
You know, to attentively encircle the city.
这里讲说不能随便出声。
Here it says that they cannot make a noise.
我以前在这里想啊，想说为什么不能讲话呢？
And I was thinking at that time, why can't they talk?
我在想说是不是一清早来绕城哈？
I thought in the morning when they come to encircle the city.
二三十万大军绕城。
2 to 300,000 soldiers encircling the city.
不讲话。
They're not talking.
可能这些耶利哥的城上的士兵不知道你们在绕城。
Then maybe the soldiers of Jericho wouldn't even know that they're encircling the city.
不要吵醒他们，他们可能在睡觉。
Don't wake them up; they may be sleeping.
或者你在那边绕城的时候，哎，很多事情就是说，因为他不知道你在绕嘛。
And perhaps they don't know if they don't know that you're encircling the city.
但是我后来发觉，你知道，如果不出声音，很可能就是哎，这样大家可能安全一点点。
And then I thought perhaps if they're not making any noise, it's safer.
但是我后来知道啊。
But then I know.
耶利哥城知道要被进攻了哈。
Jericho knew that they were being attacked.
我相信他的军队都在城墙上。
I believe that their soldiers, they're all on the wall.
他看你来绕的时候。
When they come to see you encircling it.
我不知道他们会不会嘲笑以色列人。
I don't know whether or not they would mock the Israelites.
因为他第一天发觉很紧张啊，结果他没有攻城。
Perhaps maybe the first day they were very nervous, but then they didn't get attacked.
就第二天也来绕。
And then the second day they would encircle it.
也没有攻城。
And then they didn't attack the city.
所以他可能讲说，嘿，你看嘛，你没事，你们在那边绕，哈哈，就笑你们。
And then the people of Jericho may mock them and laugh at them for encircling.
那如果我是军队的那个兵丁在里面。
If I'm the soldier of the army.
如果没有约书亚叫我不要讲话的话。
If Joshua didn't tell me not to speak,
我可能就说, 你敢骂我, 我等一下上去修理你, 对不对?
I may say that, how dare you mocking me?
你敢骂我们?
How dare you to mock us?
但是我们这里不能讲话耶,
but we cannot speak here.
你知道今天有没有人讥笑你过?
You know, today has anyone ever mocked you?
我觉得有时候我们上教堂哦, 有时候聚会哦, 有些人会讥笑你。
Sometimes I think that when we come to church, others may mock us.
然后19世纪了，你们还去祷告会？ 我说19世纪的事情呢，才去祷告会，那时候有复兴嘛。
And people might say that if you're, are you still going to prayer meetings? These are things of the
21世纪了，对不对？
And now we're in the 21st century.
你科学进步，还去祷告会啊？
Science has advanced so much. How come you're still going to prayer meetings?
可能就像耶利哥城上的信 兵丁来骂你们一样,
it might be just like the soldiers of Jericho to mock them.
你去绕吧, 你绕吧, 不会倒的,
you can keep on encircling it. Nothing's
哪有这样攻我们的?
How can you attack us like this?
你知道这些以色列兵丁静而无声哦,
these soldiers of Israel, they did not utter a word.
没有去反骂,
they did not attack back.
有时候我穿, 就是跟一些弟兄姐妹, 有时候讲福音,
sometimes I preach a gospel to some friends.
或者是有时候有一些 debate, 就是在那边辩论。
Or sometimes I debate and argue with people.
我里面都在想,
inside of me, I think.
哇, 你再不信, 你以后下地狱去吧。
And inside of me, I would think, if you don't believe, you're going to go to hell.
外面没讲出来, 对不对?
I didn't say it on the outside.
里面就在那边觉得说, 哎, 怎么搞的? 这么清楚的东西, 还不愿意悔改啊?
And but inside I would think, how this is so clear, how come you're not repenting?
你的生命中有没有人骂你, 你现在还做基督徒啊?
Has anyone in your life ever said to you, how come you're still a Christian now?
哇, 你还用这个笨的方法?
How come you're still using this foolish way?
还用祷告的方式啊?
Still using prayers.
你会反骂回去?
Would you yell at them back?
反骂回去说不定骂得很会读嘛, 对不对?
And perhaps you would say evil things to them when you yell them.
这里他要以色列兵丁都不要讲话。
Here, Joshua didn't want the soldiers of Israel to say a word.
到了第七天,
on the seventh day,
七是一个神很特别的数字。
Seven is a very special number for God.
神决定的时间到了。
The time that God has determined is here.
以色列人绕够了。
The Israelites, they've encircled enough.
耶稣亚就要求以色列的百姓呼喊,
and Joshua asked the people of Israel to shout.
结果城墙就倒了,
and then the city wall collapsed.
你知道我们很注意这个过程, 对不对? 这个结果, 城墙倒了。
You know, we very much pay attention to the result, which is the walls fell.
绕了七天,
after 7 days of encircling,
好像劳苦的苦效了,
it was as if it was the result of the hard work, the city wall fell.
但是耶稣亚在呼喊叫百姓呼好之前，他警告这些百姓。
But before Joshua asked the people of Israel to shout, he warned them.
我们这些警告的事情很少去注意它。
Many times we don't pay attention to these warnings.
我们只注意有没有打赢胜仗。
We only pay attention to whether or not the battle was won.
但是神很注意我们整个过程。
But God very much cares about the process.
在整个过程当中有没有听他的话?
In the entire process, did we listen to him?
神有时候看重这些过程, 远重于这些结果。
Sometimes God pays more to cares more about the end cares more about the process than the end result.
那我们常常考试, 中国人常常喜欢考试, 答案对就对了, 好不好? 是不是?
Chinese people, we very much like that if you're taking a test, it only matters if the answer is right.
我记得我们家小孩子当初他学中文的时候,
I remember when my kid was learning Chinese.
他一直觉得说把它对就好, 怎么写出来不管。
She would say, as long as it's right, who cares how I write it?
他品格的品, 他是从最底下的一个口开始写上去。
And then when she write the word, she would start from bottom to top.
他说反正是三个口嘛。
And then she would say, as long as all the parts are there.
从上面下来跟底下上去都一样。
Whether I write it from top down or write it from bottom up, it makes no difference.
我们常常觉得说只要答案对就好, 过程不重要。
Many times we think that as long as the answer is right, the process doesn't matter.
结果后来发觉读这段话的时候，我发觉神很注重我们在这个整个过程里面。
But as I read this passage, I find that God very much cares about the entire process.
就像是那个以色列兵丁在绕城的时候，那个过程非常的重要。
Just as the Israelites, when they're encircling the city, the process was very important.
他叫你们不要讲话。
He said, do not speak.
安静地跟,
to quietly follow each other.
不能呼喊,
cannot shout.
我觉得有时候我们服侍主，有时候也应该有这个态度。
I feel like sometimes when we're serving the Lord, we should also have such an attitude.
原谅我有时候收餐厅哈。
Sometimes when I'm gathering in the kitchen,
我收一些餐盘，在收餐盘的时候，
when I'm gathering the plates,
我嘴巴就没有办法不讲话。
I cannot stay quiet.
谁家的孩子搞得这么乱？
Who has messed this up so badly?
怎么搞的啊？这,
what happened here?
这能看吗？
How can this be such a mess?
你里面马上就出来一些话了啊。
Inside you'll have some words.
你收一次就算了，收两次，收第三次就开始火大了。
You can clean it up once, twice, and then three times you would be upset.
那个过程，好像神很注意那个过程。
But that process, God very much cares about that process.
在神的恩典底下，我们如何能够在服侍他里面常常不出声？
Under God's grace, how can we serve Him without making any noise?
不呼喊。
No shouting.
跟着队伍走。
To follow the line.
不落队。
To not fall behind.
哦，这些事情。
These things,
在我们的生命上,
in our lives,
是多么重要的事情,
how important they are.
你知道耶利哥城倒塌之后,
you know, after the city of Jericho fell,
神有特别的交代以色列人,
God had given special commandments to Israelites.
我们知道耶利哥城里面的百姓,
we know that the people of Jericho,
神利用以色列人来审判他们,
that God used the Israelites to judge them.
神给迦南地好久几百年的悔改时间,
God has given the land of Canaan hundreds of years to repent.
到了兵临城下的时候,
and comes the day of the battle,
还是不悔改,
they still did not repent.
有人说你们的神真残忍,
some people say that your God is so cruel.
从男到女老幼全部杀光,
that no matter it's men or women, old or young, he killed them all.
在耶稣基督里面的不被定罪,
and those who are in Jesus Christ will not be judged.
里面有一家人,
there's a family,
叫拉合的一家,
it is the family of Rahab.
他们就悔改,
they repented.
耶利哥这么大的一个城,
Jericho, such a large city,
只有耶利哥一家, 只有拉合的一家得拯救,
only the family of Rahab was saved.
我们的神不是一个残忍的神,
our God is not a cruel God,
但是我们的神是一个公义的神,
but our God is a just God.
如果我们去看圣经里面，我们的神对着这些 在生命记里面，这些寄居的、寡妇的、这些妇女，他们的照顾。
If we look in the book of Deuteronomy, how the Lord cares for those widows and children.
他对着这些仆人、这些奴婢、这些有安息年的设定。
He for the slaves and the servants, he has set for them the year of rest.
我们的神不只是公义的神。
Our God is not only a just God.
他蛮有慈爱的神。
He is also a loving God.
只要你向神愿意。
As long as you are willing towards God,
神就拯救你,
God will save you,
不陷入那个审判的里面,
to not fall into judgment.
神是很久有忍耐的,
God has eternal patience.
你看到以色列的百姓一受苦的时候,
you see, whenever the Israelites were suffering,
他只要一呼求,
as soon as they cry out to God,
百姓只要一呼求,
as soon as the people cried out,
神就拯救以色列百姓。
God will save the Israel people.
甚至到了一个地步,
to a point,
只要是他的百姓,
as long as they're his people,
他还没有呼求,
even before they cried out,
神也拯救他们,
God also saves them.
有时候我觉得有时候我管教我儿女哈,
sometimes when I'm disciplining,
好像没有这个耐心跟爱心在里面,
I don't have the patience or the love.
好像一定要让我们的孩子说你怕了我才救你。
The kids have to say, I'm afraid, I'm scared, then I will save them.
好像我们没有我们神的那个慈爱在里面。
We don't have the loving kindness of God.
他对我们很久有忍耐。
He has the eternal patience for us.
到了这里,
to this point,
有两件事情, 对不对?
There are two things.
拉合的一家得救了。
The family of Rahab was saved.
他们一直住在以色列人的当中。
And they lived among the Israelites.
加救恩临到拉合这一家人。
When the salvation came onto the family of Rahab,
他成为很多人的祝福啊,
he became the blessings for many people.
因着拉合愿意悔改,
because Rahab was willing to repent,
他的旁边的人得到拯救,
all the people surrounding her were saved.
我常常在想, 我旁边有多少人得到祝福,
I often think how many people around me are blessed.
我旁边有多少人得到拯救？
How many people around me are saved?
那和一家经过审判呢？
The family of Rahab went through.
在这个战争的里面，
In this battle,
神遮盖他们。
God covered them.
他安全的度过。
So that they can pass safely.
所有墙都倒了。
The entire wall fell.
拉合家的墙没倒。
The walls around the family of Rahab did not fall.
神特别说，这个城墙倒了以后。
God especially said, after this wall,
你不能再建造它。
After the walls of Jericho fall, you cannot rebuild it.
你重建了它的话。
If you rebuild it,
你有咒诅在他身上。
Then there will be a curse upon you.
我们今天有没有建造在一直重建神所拆毁的东西？
Today, do we continuously rebuild what God has taken down?
我们要好好想一件事情。
We have to carefully.
如果神已经咒诅这件事情
，If God has already cursed this,
神不要我们做的。
God doesn't want us to do it.
甚至神已经为我们所拆毁下来的。
And even to a point, God has already destructed it.
如果我们重新的建立
，If we build it again.
神有咒诅在那上面。
God has a curse upon it.
希伯来书十一章在那里讲到因信称义、因信的那些人。
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, it talked about those people who are justified by faith.
我们常常讲说信心伟人的故事。
We often talk about the stories of the great people of faith.
不管是亚伯拉罕、以撒跟雅各。
Whether it's Abraham, Jacob, or Isaac.
都是单数性的，一个人、一个人、一个人。
They're all individuals.
这些都可以帮助我们。
These can all help us.
还影响我们。
They affect us.
但是你读希伯来书，读到以色列人这件事情的时候，
When you read the book of Hebrews, when you read about the Israelites,
他们是一个团体的表现出来。
It was a corporate representation.
他们过了红海。
They crossed the Red Sea.
这是因着信。
And that was because of faith.
他们绕耶利哥城。
They encircled the walls of Jericho.
是因着信。
It was because of faith.
不是一个人做这个事情。
It was not done by one person.
是集体的一群人。
It was a corporate group.
他们在同一个时间里面。
At the same time.
在同一段事情上。
On the same matter.
他们同样的信。
They had the same faith.
而且这个信使神带下极大的祝福。
And this faith brought down great blessings from God.
这里面有多少人把自己的意见放下来？
How many people had to put down their own opinion on this?
有多少人同时的顺服在神的面前？
How many people obeyed God at the same time?
他们没有用他们自己的意见。
They did not use their own opinion.
他们只把自己交给神。
They only gave themselves to God.
我们今天在一起聚集。
Today as we gather together.
我们有多少时间能够在这里这样子一样？
How many times can we be this way?
我们共同有一样的信心。
We have the same faith.
我们有一起的顺服。
We have the same obedience.
把自己摆在旁边。
That we put ourselves on the side.
这个见证只有神能够在我们当中做。
This testimony only God can do among us.
不是好像推动一个运动的口号可以召集大家在一起。
It is not like a slogan that can gather people together.
或者是我们情感挑动，我们要一起做一件事，一起做一件事。
Or that we are moved by our emotion that we want to do something together.
神能够做到这个事情。
God can do this.
今天你面对一个难处的时候，
Today when you're faced with a difficulty,
你可以像约书亚一样吗？
Can you be like Joshua?
你虽然打过很多的仗，
Even though you have fought many battles,
你有很多的经验，
You have much experience,
你有很多的智慧，
You have a lot of wisdom,
甚至你有很多圣经的知识，
You may even have a lot of biblical knowledge,
你不用以往的经验来解决这个事情，
You don't use your experience to solve it.
圣经说他是一个专心跟从耶和华的人。
The scripture said that he was the one who followed the Lord.
你知道在神的计划当中，
You know, in God's plan,
有一个很大的征战，
There is a great battle.
是借着他的教会，他的身体来实行的。
It is executed through his body, through his church.
我们，
Us.
每一个，
Every single one of us.
只要在主里面，
As long as we are in the Lord,
你就是在那个征战的里面。
You are in that battle.
你可能是拿刀的。
Perhaps you're the one who's armed.
你可能是吹角的。
Perhaps you're the one who's blowing the horn.
你可能是抬约柜的。
Maybe you're the one who's carrying the ark.
你可能是跟在约柜后面的。
Maybe you're the one who's following the ark.
每一个重生的人。
Everyone who is reborn.
神在你身上都有个计划。
God has a plan on you.
你是被拣选进入那个计划的里面。
You have been selected. You've been chosen to enter into that plan.
你是被拣选进入神的征战的里面。
You have been chosen to enter into God's battle.
你要怎么过你的日子？
How do you live your days?
你要在 神的身上，你要在你的身上看到神能够显出来吗？
Do you want to see God being manifested through you?
神在你的身上能够大大的得胜吗？
Can God be victorious on you?
约书亚这件事情哦，这个工程的故事。
The story of Joshua.
其实是我们今天很切切有关系的事情。
It is closely related to us today.
神在地上的教会。
The church of God in this world.
这个荣耀的教会。
This glorious church.
神带我们进入这个征战的里面。
God has brought us into this battle.
我们好像每天在绕这个城墙。
It is as if we are encircling the city wall.
我们每天好像在做同样的事情。
We're doing the same thing.
我们好像在唱同样的诗歌。
We're singing the same hymns.
我们在看同样的圣经。
We're reading the same Bible.
甚至我们回去以后面对同样的难处。
We go home to face the same difficulty.
但是你要看见一件事。
But you have to see one thing.
神把这样的事情交给你。
God has given this to you.
是不是在你身上有个极大的美意？
Does he have this beautiful will on you?
旧的年要过去了。
The old year is about to pass.
新的年要来了。
The new year is about to come.
在你的生命当中，
In your life,
你愿意神更多的让你看见，跟随他就是得胜吗？
Do you want to see more that following him is triumphant?
你可以看到他，他在哪里你就引导你哪里得胜。
Do you see that where he is, he will guide you there to victory?
我想盼望这篇的信息。
I hope that this sermon
能够帮助你。
Can help you.
愿主带领你。
May the Lord guide you.
引导你。
To lead you.
因为他在哪里。
Because wherever he is,
他就在哪里得胜。
He will be victorious there.
我也盼望你。
And I hope that you
成为神的百姓。
Can be people of God.
只要你愿意相信主耶稣基督，
as long as you're willing to believe in Jesus Christ,
你就带入那个得胜的里面去。
You will be brought into that victory.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们实在感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we truly thank you.
我们实在感谢你不只救我们。
We truly thank you not only that you saved us.
你在我们的身上，
on us,
都有得胜。
You have been victorious.
而且你也带我们进入得胜。
And you have brought us into the victory.
盼望我们在读你的话的时候，
We hope that as we read your word,
我们实在能够像约书亚一样，
We can be like Joshua,
放弃我们所有 的能力，
To give up all of our abilities,
唯有听主你的话，
To only listen to you, Lord,
因为你在哪里，
Because wherever you are,
那里就成为我们的得胜，
There will be our victory.
愿着这一段话
May these words,
再次的宝血洁净它。
May blood cleanse these words.
让我们能够因着这一段话，
so that through these words,
在地上，
in this world,
过个得胜的生活。
We can have a victorious life.
听我们的祷告。
Please listen to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的。
In the name of Jesus Christ.